And it was just kind of insane to see that vitriol being towards us. And all we did in that episode was say, like, wow, some men have FanDuel on their phones and they can't afford dating. But anyway.
So apparently this female matchmaker is confused. She's catching heat online for her takes on men and Red Pill content. And now she's playing the victim. Brace yourselves, fellas. We're going to let her talk for a minute and a half to set the tone. You've been warned.
I just want to say that in a recent episode, we talked about Red Pill content and the rise of conservative dating trends. And holy hell, I don't know what happened, but the amount of hate that was directed at myself and my co-host for that month, for the month of March, was insane.
What is happening with men?
The repercussions that red pill content have on men.
Red pill content, which refers to right-wing content, often male-focused online material, especially around gender and relationships.
I had no idea that the online gambling, the FanDuel, the DraftKings was running y'all's pockets that way.
What's happening with men? Why are they turning to red pill content? Why are they turning to betting?
The first thing that women judge any man they've ever met within 4 seconds is this man a creep?
Yep.
Is this man safe?
Safety is number one. It's not like, are they fuckable? It's,
no, no.
Am I safe?
Well, when you think about the number one risk in a woman's life is who she marries. Whereas like for men, it's like what? Heart disease?
Oh my God.
This is an unequal playing field. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it got posted on some Reddit feed or whatever, but there were thousands of men telling me to die, to go get an abortion, even though I'm not pregnant. But even if I was pregnant, that's my choice. Thank you. I live in New Jersey. I have rights. And it was just kind of insane to see that vitriol being towards us. And all we did in that episode was say, like, wow, some men have FanDuel on their phones and they can't afford dating. But anyway.
Wait, wait, wait. That's all you said? You really think that's what triggered the internet? All right. Let's not take your word for it. Let's actually go back to that podcast and see if the cooking you got was truly deserved. Let's break it down. Now it's time for us to get into this and do what we gotta do. Because we many, we... Yeah! We many, we... Yeah!
All right, the second thing on the news, red pill content, which refers to right-wing content, often male-focused online material claiming to reveal harsh truths about society, especially around gender and relationships. It promotes rigid masculinity, mm-hmm. frames women as hypergamous, and encourages dominance in relationships, often reinforcing toxic or misogynistic views.
Ah, yes. Straight from the effinist WordPress blog playbook. Let's break this garbage down, line by line. Right-wing. First of all, how is seeing reality clearly a political affiliation? Since when did common sense have voting registration? Calling it right wing is just lazy. That's code for, I don't like it, but I can't argue with it, so I'll just throw it in the evil conservative bucket and hope no one notices. Claims to reveal harsh truths. No, Miss Matchmaker, it doesn't claim to reveal truths. It does. The fact that it hurts your feelings doesn't make it false. That's like saying gravity is problematic because it makes you fall. Cope harder. Frames women as hypergamous. No, 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 no. You don't frame a biological instinct. You observe it. Women are hypergamous. It's not a theory. It's anthropology. Evolution didn't create Tinder so women could marry broke poets. They are wired to seek status, safety, and strength. Deal with it. Encourages dominance in relationships. Translation: men having standards and boundaries is now dominance? God forbid a man wants to lead, protect, or expect respect. That's abuse now? These people act like masculinity is a war crime. Reinforces toxic or misogynistic views. No. What it reinforces is accountability. And you know who hates accountability the most? People who benefit from chaos. Women. Women. The second you say, maybe women aren't always victims, it's like you pulled the fire alarm in an effinist yoga class. So yeah, she took an L the moment she started this topic. Because if you can't define the topic accurately, how are you about to educate anyone on it? That's like trying to teach algebra while calling numbers racist. Sit down, but let's keep watching her video because I want to see just how deep this intellectual pothole goes. And if she doubles down, we'll be right here, ready with the intellectual shovel to dig her out or bury the nonsense.
Okay, what is hypergamous?
So hypergamous is the word. I actually have this in my book.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So hypergamy is the idea that when women date, they should be dating up socially.
Okay. Socially.
Like, for instance, when, and this happens, we are all socialized this way. We're like, when a woman meets a man, she wants him to make more money.
Yes.
She wants him to have a higher social status. And, and frankly, like, men don't care. Like, I've never met a man who's like, well, I have a few clients, but they're like, you know, she needs to make this amount of money and like, she needs to have this education.
But that's more because they want to make sure she's sorted. In our cases, like we need, like women think, they think that way because they want the man to support them, right?
Should shit hit the fan, sure.
Yeah. But I think these men who want women who make money, why do they want that woman to make money?
I don't know. Like I have a few clients like this. Yeah. Not all of them, but like there's always one in 10 clients who are like, she needs to be Ivy League educated. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Fine. She went to Yale.
Yeah, is that?
You can literally see the ignorance radiating off this clip like bad Wi-Fi. Miss Matchmaker is up here talking about hypergamy, like it's just a casual preference, like ordering oat milk instead of regular. No, Miss Matchmaker. This isn't brunch talk. This is biological programming. Let me break it down slow for the people in the back. If you understand and acknowledge that women are hypergamous, then you must also acknowledge that they are not looking for equality in relationships. They are looking up. And that right there, that's the red pill. That's the cold truth modern men have to swallow. Not this delusional idea that we're all building some equal partnership fantasy together. Nah, she wants a man better than her. Taller, richer, smarter, more powerful. But somehow, still emotionally available. Humble, soft, but a killer when needed. What did she say again?
Because they want the man to support them, right?
Should shit hit the fan, sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. When shit hits the fan. That is why 80 to 90% of men are invisible in today's dating market. It's not because they're bad dudes. It's because they can't clear the ever-moving bar of hypergamous fantasy. And here's the kicker. When women talk about it, it's sociology, empowerment, just a preference. But when men point it out, suddenly it's toxic, misogynistic. Who hurt you? That's the game, brothers. They get to describe reality. You get accused of bitterness for observing it.
So anyway, it says, I saw this TikTok video. I want to show it to you. It's called Red Pill Content Ruined My Relationship.
I was with my best friend from 19 to 26 years old. You want to know what ruined that relationship? We were long distance for a period of time. I went during the pandemic and I was staying with him in Vancouver and something changed. And you want to know what changed? He started watching podcasts like Fresh and Fit. He started listening to content about MGTOW and that man changed. And I would sit across from him and not understand the person that I was seeing. I felt like I was waking up to somebody that I did not know. I am qualified to talk about this shit. I am qualified to understand the repercussions that red pill content have on men, because the person that I wanted to spend my life with, the person I was in love with, the person I wanted to fucking marry changed overnight because of the content like that. And I see now the men who do watch that content. I hear the things that they say because I would listen to it. I actually started consuming that content because I wanted to understand what happened. To all the men who asked me that question, there's your answer.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm hearing from her is that there is content out there.
Yes.
That is, let's call it red pill.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means, reference?
I mean, you mentioned it earlier, like you read up, but like, what exactly is red pill content? Like Andrew Tate kind of stuff?
Sure. Yeah. Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit. Yeah. There's plenty of podcasts out there.
And there it is. Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, like clockwork. Whenever women want to sound informed about male spaces, they just say the names trending on TikTok and call it a day. You've all seen the clip. The one woman losing her mind because her ex stopped being a simp jutsu master after watching Red Pill creators. She's not mad he changed. She's mad he woke up. He unplugged from the delusion and asked a question she had no answer for. What do you offer? And that's when the gaslighting begins. Oh, he became toxic. He changed. No, he just stopped giving you princess treatment for simply existing. Pay close attention to what happens next.
And, you know, the one thing I always try to explain to people is that because outrage monetizes best online, these men and some women, they know what they're doing. They're saying stuff that they might not even necessarily believe in.
Right.
But because it gets engagement, they will be able to monetize off of it. Right?
Okay, yeah.
And, but then when you get enough listeners, you will start to also kind of believe your own shtick.
Yes.
Right? And then you'll hear phrases from these men. I did mention, I know I mentioned Fresh and Fit on in my book. I don't know if we ended up keeping Fresh and Fit or we just named their names. But that's a podcast. And, you know, they say stuff like, what do you bring to the table? To a woman.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do I need to bring anything to the, like, what is this question?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're trying to determine if you want to date me by seeing, like, what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
Like, what do you bring to the table? Like, why is that? That's not what relationships are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? At its fundamental level.
The foolishness. This right here is exactly why you get cooked every time you speak on this. You see what she just did? She completely dismissed the idea of women contributing to a relationship. That's literally what the question, what do you bring to the table, is about. But no, that's suddenly offensive now. Meanwhile, she's totally fine with women being hypergamous and only dating men in higher socioeconomic classes. So let me get this straight. Women can ask for height, six figures, six pack, emotional maturity, passport stamps, and a man with a trauma-informed therapist. But the moment a man asks what a woman brings, suddenly, it's misogyny and toxic. Relationships were never built on just vibes and butterflies. They were built on value, practical contributions. That question, what do you bring to the table, isn't new. Women ask it first. It's called hypergamy, remember? But now, the tables have turned. Men are waking up. Men are unplugging. And the truth is, most women can't answer that question with anything other than, I am the table. That's why they hate red pill. Not because it's hateful, but because it teaches men to think, to question, to demand value. And when men stop simping, stop overextending, and actually expect something back, women panic. Because the fantasy was never about equality. It was about advantage. And the moment that balance shifts, it's war.
So anyway, so, but they get a lot of listeners. They get a lot of beautiful women who come onto their podcast to debate them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, most of the women, it's not, I think they're primed not to debate back in the appropriate way. He'll say, like, some of the men will say stuff like, you know, you think you're a 10, but you're a 3.
Okay.
And it's it. Like,
I've seen clips of these.
Yeah, yeah, you've seen
these clips. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. This is why women like her and mainstream media get cooked so easily. They don't do research. They don't watch the full content. They just grab clips, strip out the context, and start preaching. Context is everything. But they don't care because outrage gets views. Meanwhile, we're here watching her full video just to make sure the drag is justified. That's called integrity. But what's the difference between you, a so-called matchmaker, and some clout-chasing OnlyFans girl on Fresh and Fit if you're not even bringing real arguments to the table? You're supposed to be a relationship expert, and you're out here rating content with zero nuance? Come on, women lose the rate yourself 1 to 10 argument every time because they rate themselves based on vibes, feelings. And that's BS in this context. Red Pill asks, can we be honest about value? Not delusional, not emotional, but real. And for that, it gets labeled toxic? Nah, that's just the truth. Hurting feelings.
And yeah, I don't know. I don't personally find it entertaining, but Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, these sort of podcasts, they have so many copycats at this point.
Yes.
And a lot of men, especially men in the loneliness epidemic, or men who are being rejected because, let's go back to China now, they're not deemed marriable by the people that they'd like to mate with.
Yeah. So that leads them to kind of...
They subscribe to this, that women suck. I hate women. I mean, that's what misogyny is the hate of women.
Correct.
And I always think sometimes, like when I see these clips, it's like, I think a lot of these straight men like fucking women.
Yeah.
I don't think they like women.
No, of course. That's exactly it. It's not like... They're not grossed out by women. They just don't like women.
Right. And now because women are a little bit more educated over the last 5 years of like how to clock it in.
And navigate that.
Yes. They are rejecting them. They're like, this isn't working for me. You know, I mentioned to one of our producers earlier before we started the episode that like the first thing that women judge any man they've ever met within 4 seconds is this man a creep?
Yep.
Is this man safe?
That the safety is number one. It's not like, are they fuckable? It's,
no.
Am I safe? Yeah. No, but it's like...
False. In those 4 seconds, it's not just, is he safe? It's, is he hot? Is he rich? Would I let him smash? Let's not pretend this is all about safety. This is about attraction, status, and vibes. There's a word for what you are ignoring. Indifference. Just because men critique women doesn't mean they hate them. It means they've stopped pedestalizing them. And trust me, that's worse than hate in a woman's mind. The truth is, the modern woman is harder to like. Why? Because she's been taught to act selfish, superficial, and entitled. Then calls it empowerment. And guess what? You just proved it with the what do you bring to the table tantrum. Below average women with elite level delusions. That's the real epidemic. And yes, China is a good place to look if you want to see how hypergamy with no breaks ends up. Millions of men left single while women hold out for 0.1% of men. Now, give those same women unlimited male attention through Instagram and dating apps. And you think this outcome was accidental? Nah, this isn't random. This is a system. And the matchmaker just showed us she's still plugged into the matrix.
It's so sad. Like, that's what we go into any...
Well, when you think about the number one risk in a woman's life is who she marries. Whereas, like, for men, it's like, what? Heart disease?
Oh, my God.
Like, then it's, this is an unequal playing field.
Oh, my goodness. Did she seriously just say that? Not a major factor, not a consideration. Nope. According to her, the number one threat to women is marriage. Not stroke, not cancer, not heart disease like everyone else. Nah, it's Chad from finance. Miss Matchmaker, let me help you out. Just like with men, the leading cause of death for women is heart disease. Not Steve from Hinge, not Brad from the boat. Literal cardiac arrest. But no, go ahead. Keep selling delusional victimhood to your followers while casually erasing actual threats like breast cancer and suicide. Because God forbid we deal in reality. And then you wonder why women are confused, bitter, and pushing 40 asking, where have all the good men gone? I'll tell you where. They woke up. They started asking the hard questions. They unplugged. And your whole narrative crumbled like a cookie. And listen. You said men were saying extreme things to you in the comments. Miss Matchmaker, you just said a husband is more dangerous than biological illness. How is that not extreme? This is the same I'd rather be alone with a grizzly bear than a man energy that's been frying TikTok brains for 2 years straight. You can't make this stuff up. Grizzle, grizzle. You just earned a cooking session with fries on the side. There's still 50 minutes left in your video, but I'm done. She's beyond saving, wrapped in vibes, dipped in delusion, and served cold with no logic. Links in the description. Go watch it yourself. But me, I'm out.
What is happening with men right now? And I don't mean to be like, what the fuck's happening with you guys? You guys are useless and you guys...
No, they're not useless. They need to be allies, though.
Yes.
I don't see a single man protesting in the streets about women's rights.
Right.
Management, we work here. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.